From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is heading to Moscow Tuesday for talks on keeping the Syrian peace process on track. Ahead of the trip, the United States says it cannot confirm Russian President Vladimir Putin's claim that Russia is now supporting a Western-backed Syrian opposition group engaged in a joint operations with the Syrian army against the Islamic State. On Friday, Putin downplayed U.S. beliefs about Russia's airstrikes in Syria, instead saying Moscow provided air cover, weapons, and supplies to the Free Syrian Army, which has long been fighting Syrian government forces. He said our actions there are not guided by some unclear abstract geopolitical interests, nor are they guided by a desire to practice and test new weapon systems, which is, of course, important in itself. The most important thing is not this. The most important thing is to prevent the threat to Russia itself. Putin said extremists pose a clear threat to Russia, and he warned the military will immediately destroy any targets threatening its forces in Syria. Iraq is asking the UN Security Council to demand Turkey immediately and unconditionally pull its troops out of northern Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi appealed to the Security Council on Friday. He said Turkey has been given a time limit to withdraw its troops and not to close the door to dialogue. Turkey's president sent more troops into Iraq last week. This is VOA News. Talks went into an extra day as teams from 196 countries aimed to reach the most wide-ranging climate deal since the 1997 Kyoto Protocol, this time involving not only industrialized nations but also developing countries in a global effort to deal with climate change. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez reports from Paris.
Talks were supposed to be done on Friday, but disagreements over who should pay for climate change programs in poorer countries pushed the two-week discussions into Saturday. Organizers saw the extension as a good sign. Negotiators got little sleep, working overtime, cutting out parts of what was a 43-page document down to 27 pages.
We have much cleaner, streamlined text, and this is a good basis of further negotiations. Many brackets have been dropped, and there are few brackets are remaining.
Those missing brackets reflect disagreements on whether poorer countries should also commit to pay for the expensive transition to green energy and deal with the effects of global warming. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
Women in Saudi Arabia are voting for the first time in municipal elections that will also feature the country's first women candidates for local council seats. Men and women began entering segregated polling stations across the country beginning at 8 a.m. local time Saturday, when voting officially got underway. This change is part of the late King Abdullah's legacy. Abdullah, who died in January, issued a decree in 2011 authorizing women to vote. Campaigning has not been easy for women candidates. Saudi Arabia has strict rules of segregation of the sexes, so female candidates cannot address male voters unless there is a partition. The only other way they can communicate to potential voters is through male relatives. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a car bombing and gunfire in a diplomatic neighborhood of Kabul that killed at least six people, including four police. Several other people were wounded in the attack that began Friday and continued into Saturday. A nearby hospital run by an Italian charity reports it treated several victims. Taliban spokesman Zabula Mujahid told VOA a guest house was the target because he says it was being used for military activities and intelligence sharing. An escalation of violence in Burundi is creating concern over the stability of the country. Following a meeting on the situation in Burundi, the UN Security Council condemned Friday's attacks on three military bases in the capital that left at least 12 people dead. The sound of gunfire had people taking cover in Bujumbura on Friday. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.